You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast. Come on, Red!
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It's freaking go. I'm hitting the table, dude. It's freaking go time. It's day five. Eagles, Packers. Like, I feel like I'm sure you can attest and listeners can attest. I feel like I've been shot out of a cannon all week long.
Certainly feels like.
Basically, since the postgame pod, I feel like I've been shot out of a cannon. Yeah. And I'm like, it needs to be 4:30 on Sunday. Elliot, how you doing?
I mean, I'm excited. Obviously not shot out of a cannon the way you are. I will say.
I think, to be fair, there may have never been a time the two of us have been together where you are shot out of a cannon like me.
Yeah.
You know, no, just, I don't think you do that gear. Yes. That's right. Yeah.
But no, I mean, I think the one thing I've been thinking about a lot is like, this is such a like classic NFL football.
It really is.
By the way, our buddy Stokes will come up. He got tickets to the game as a birthday gift.
No way! Shout out to Stokes. Yeah, Stokes, our record keeper for our picks, where Elliot Shore Parks.
No big deal to me.
Three game lead. Now we were both doing amazing. We'll go through the records.
We both won.
Honestly, I want Elliot to win. You deserve a win in this. And regardless, we are all winners this year. Over 60%.
Like closest it ever comes to like you legitimately vote.
Honestly, this is one of the most the things I'm most proud of in the history of my life is how great we've been this season with picking games.
It's pretty wild. So hopefully we can keep it up in the
playoffs. We need a good postseason.
I mean, this is like Eagles, Packers, big under the lights,
it
playoffs.
Feels big. Yeah, Sunday, exactly. 4:30, yeah, like Sunday, the 4:30, number one spot you want to put a game in. I don't think Tom Brady is great on the radio, but Tom Brady's calling the game that feels big. I'm with you. Like, this game feels big. It feels like a game where, even though I'm super confident, it's a game between two good teams. It's a game between nationally teams that people think are at least somewhat comparable, all that type of stuff. Like, it's a real deal wild card round playoff.
Here's the other thing, too. Like, I know this goes without saying. Obviously not a style points game. Like, clearly survive in advance.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this game will end up being more than likely tougher than their second round game. If you can just claw your way through this one, like Rusty Jaylen, we'll talk about the AJ thing, like cold, good. You can just claw your way and get through this one. Like, we're really off and running.
Yeah.
I think it's a tougher test than the first game of 2017.
Without
it's clearly a tougher team than the first.
Oh, you're talking about Atlanta. I'm sorry. I thought you said 2022. Yes, clearly than 2022.
Yes,
I think it's tougher than Atlanta.
I think it's definitely tougher than Atlanta.
That seems good, but I think it's tougher. Because that was a second round opponent. They had already won a game together.
Now, it's interesting. There was also the rust factor there. They had the week off. Yeah. And then clearly better than the Giants, who are one of the worst playoff teams we'll ever see come into the league.
This Packers team probably beats the Giants similar to what the Eagles did.
100%. So you just got to survive in advance. Like, we'll talk about the AJ.
Yeah, so it's the Bet Parks Picks Pod. Coming up, we'll get to the games. Obviously, less games to pick, so we'll talk a little Eagles on the pod, too. And at the end of the Bet Parks Picks Pod, we will make our official picks on Eagles Packers. We'll break down the game a little more for a couple minutes. But before we dive into the picks, I do agree there are a couple things we really need to touch base on. And the AJ thing is, first and foremost, the Elliott radar. Always locked
never
in.
Misses.
The antenna just on fire. So for those who didn't see, Elliot, break it down for you, but essentially the gist of it is the team has said he's going to play, but he didn't practice again yesterday. Like, break the whole.
So here's it to me is the alarm to me. Now, first, let me preface this by saying I think he's going to play on Sunday. AJ Brown will be in uniform on Sunday. That is my prediction. But I also think that while it's clear, you know, it seems like the team feels this is their plan to get him ready for Sunday. Like, all those things should be put out there and said. I'm a little bit, when it comes to this, of like, believe what you see, not what you hear. Like, AJ leaving practice early on Wednesday, this is why I brought it up. I can't think of a time in my time covering the team where that's happened. And I definitely can't think of a time in my time covering a team
where someone's left
where someone leaves practice. And I cannot stress to you how early in practice this is.
We're allowed to come back.
The practice is like an hour and a half. We're there for the first 10 minutes. He left within our time there. So to even call him limited, I think is like a generous description of what he did that day. Like, he didn't take team reps. He did individuals and stretch. Like, I think that's mostly what he did. So in my experience of somebody leaving practice Wednesday, not practicing Thursday. Now, by the time you're listening to this, maybe he practiced Friday. He was a full participant.
Is it a walkthrough today or is it a
full practice? It's not a walkthrough, but it's a lighter practice.
Okay.
The walkthrough is Saturday.
Okay.
But it's a lighter practice for sure.
It's a big one today.
Yeah.
If he does not practice at all today.
Well, it almost doesn't matter in a way. Like, because he's playing on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know how much what he does over the next 48 hours matters.
No, but my point, like,
it would make me feel better.
So, real quick then. The reason you're saying he's playing on Sunday, the Eagles said he's expected to play. They're the ones who put this out there and they talk to you guys and they
say. Not directly. It's just the sense we're getting.
Everyone is getting that. Look, every single beat reporter tweeted out the exact same thing.
Yes.
Right. They might not
tell you. Assume what
I can assume. Yeah. I wasn't there. Right. All I'll assume is that every single one of you guys tweeted out, AJ Brown's missing practice.
Yes.
He's expected to play. Correct. Like, so in some form or another, the team has made it clear to everyone that they expect him to play. Is there any chance that's gamesmanship? With this
about
football
him playing?
Team, about him not playing. Like, is there
no, any, I'm saying, do you think they're, do you
my
think
point,
essentially,
is there any chance the Eagles are telling reporters he's going to play just to make the Packers think he's going to play?
Knowing that he's not.
Knowing that he's not. Is that at all possible in your world?
I would say 1%.
Okay, good. That's why I'm asking. Because the Eagles are weird with this stuff.
So, but here's why I say that, though. I think, and look, I say 1%. Maybe it should be more like 5%. I just don't picture a world where AJ doesn't play on Sunday.
I agree. I agree. And look, he looked fine on the sidelines last week. He's smiling. He's into the game. Well, you just never know.
Here's what I don't have
and
the answer
to. I don't love
to.
That he had a whole week off and then there's an issue.
Well, but here's what I don't have the answer to, and I'm curious where your radar would go on this. Do we think one of two things happened on that practice on Wednesday?
Well, that's my worry. Did he get hurt on the practice
field? Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Because if he got hurt on the practice field,
that's
then
a
maybe
whole
he
different
won't play.
Animal.
So that's the whole reason I asked the question.
Yeah.
The whole reason I asked the question was, in my mind, the possibility of maybe he actually got hurt on the practice field that day. And they're like, we're just going to push it this way. Now, I don't think that's the case. I am, just to clarify for everyone, I also think AJ will play.
Correct.
Like, we're trying to parse this
and
out.
Frankly,
and
he could play really well if they get him to go.
Totally fine.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so many guys have these injuries going into the game and the adrenaline hits and they're totally fine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he could, there's no maybe. He's definitely dealing with an EA.
No doubt.
Like, no question.
The takeaway from this is there is something going on with the game.
I just think for 4 hours on Sunday, he'll be able to be
I think
good
so
to go.
Too. He's a tough dude.
Yeah.
And he missed the game last year. I'm with you. Like, unless he physically can't go, which we don't think is the case.
Right.
I think it'll be
just, you know,
it's nerve wracking.
Yeah. It's
not what you want to see. You want to feel about AJ like how we feel about Jalen now, right? Where it's like, oh, Jalen's been at practice for 2 straight days, full practice out there wearing the
same. Or how you feel about Saquon. Like,
well,
Saquon,
no,
we
course,
have
no
concern.
No, but I'm saying someone who had an injury issue. Like, the point is, right. Saquon's totally fine. Of course. You want AJ to be.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
My point is, knowing that AJ has something going on, I want to feel about, like, oh, he's out of practice at least. Or, oh, like, there's a sign. I don't love that he's just not there. You know?
And if he was a full participant today, yes,
I would feel better.
It would make you feel better. I I just don't know how much
it
matters.
Matter. It just made me
yeah,
feel
exactly. We're talking
we
emotion
both think
at this
he's
point.
Playing.
Yes.
I would feel better if he's a limited or even full participant in practice.
Yes.
That's all.
So I just think when you add in like the iffiness with AJ, not that he'll play, but just like a not a great thing, the rust with Jalen, like I just get through this one. Like, I think this is as the week has gone on, I've actually become less impressed with the Packers, but more worried
about
the Eagles
the outside
themselves.
Yeah,
like,
I get it.
It's just a tough game. You know, like, Jalen hasn't played in a few weeks. AJ's dealing with something. Like, it's going to be cold. Just get through it is kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm still super confident, but I get it. And look, if AJ is actually limited, that, of course, has to make you less confident,
and
at least to some
and it
degree.
Can't be stressed enough how important AJ is.
Massive.
For Jalen specifically,
he was number
too.
You're one of your number one matchups
yes.
in the
so,
game.
So, like, yeah, that as well. But, like,
yeah,
Jalen,
for making
Jalen's consistently not looked good when AJ doesn't play.
No doubt.
So, if AJ is less 100%, or, God forbid, knock on wood, he goes out there and 6 snaps in is like,
I'm out.
This isn't happening
yeah.
for me. Now, I think AJ clearly would have to be very, yeah, he's not tapping out of the
yes.
game. But when Jalen's already rusty and then AJ's like whatever percent you want to say, that combination is worrisome to me. Like, as good as Devontae is and as good as the running game can be, I would guess the Packers are going to stack the box and be like, oh, AJ's banged up.
Of course.
Jalen's rusty. Like, let's see what you can do, right?
Of
now,
Of course.
Now, I still think the Eagles can run the ball against any formation, any team. But it's just, you know, it would be really helpful and make everyone feel better if, like, the first drive he catches.
Like, boom, boom.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Pittsburgh
game. And he, like, catches a slant.
Now, that's the other thing. As much as we talk about the Jalen Russ, the last time we saw Jalen was probably the best we've seen him all
year.
And
that first two drives of the Washington,
he looked good against them.
Yeah. Like, and those were maybe his best start. Like, that was the first time all year it felt like it didn't start slow to some degree or another.
Well, and the first quarter offense has been better.
14 points in the first quarter. Yeah. He would have had them all if he
had. They had a bunch against the Steelers, if I remember correctly.
No, it's been much better.
So, feel good. Like, ultimately, and we'll get to our
predictions. We're going to pick the game in a bit. Yeah,
but just a lot of little things. Maybe I'll feel better after practice today.
All right.
Which is what Go Birds Radio is for tomorrow.
You're damn right, buddy. We will be 1-3. Check us out. We also just got word we'll have a Window Nation prize to give
love
away
it.
Tomorrow.
Window Nation Jalen playoff mode. So, oh, really? Okay.
I'm assuming it is.
Okay. Oh, if it's Window
All
Nation.
I know it's from it. So it should be, I'm guessing it's some sort of Jalen sign thing. We'll see.
Yeah.
But we will have a prize no matter what tomorrow on the show.
So just so weird he left practice Wednesday. That's just the, we can say whatever, just use your eyes here.
To the whole point, to the whole point, it's like, you just don't want stuff like this the week before playoff. You want it to be like, everyone is good to go, and everyone's practicing, and everyone's ready.
Right,
and like,
what do we think? The plan was for him to take the bus over to practice at the link,
and
then leave after 6 minutes?
It'd be one thing if they were like, if we knew he had a knee thing coming in, and it was like, he's limited to practice, he's got a knee thing, he's working through it, but he's limited. Okay, sure. That happened.
Or he just didn't leave during.
That's my point.
Yes,
it's the starting practice, leaving right away. That's concerned, because usually that's someone getting hurt.
Yes. Yeah. So
all right.
Fun stuff.
Anything else game related? Not we'll like pick the game and do it from that. The breakdown the game spot. Mm. Is there anything else surrounding the team before we get into the picks and all that stuff? That
not really
in your mind
from yesterday. I would say not really.
I want to do one quick thing. I just want to bring up because I don't know if you saw this, but have you seen your old buddy Jordan Renan?
Nice.
Have you seen his article?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw. I'm guessing you're going to.
I just got to do this one thing.
Is it like, the thing about the agent? Or
like,
the,
listen to this. So this is Joe Shane brought back.
Yeah, I saw this.
So this cornerback Nick McCloud on the Giants is on the team. Apparently, this is from Renan's article. Before the start of the week four game against the Cowboys, the Giants wanted McCloud to take a pay cut from his 1 year, $2.98 million deal he signed as a restricted free agent in the offseason, according to Player Source. McCloud wanted to remain with the Giants on his current deal. Asking him to take the pay cut during the season before a game he was set to start was bold and unusual, according to multiple executives around the league. This is the haymaker here. According to multiple Giants players, Shane told McCloud's representatives, don't pay October's rent, all right? Whew. As soon as I can replace him, I'm going to replace him. I'm not effing around.
I mean, wow.
This is the guy the Giants brought back.
Yeah. So,
just be happy.
Well, I'll actually... Eagles point off of that.
Yep.
One, I mean, we say this all the time, but it just shows.
Thank God for how.
Exactly.
And just the way the Eagles go about their business.
Right.
Top to bottom.
Like, I'm sure obviously there's times Howie's had players take pay cuts, but it certainly isn't handled that way. And it doesn't come out. Yeah.
The Eagles treat players right. It seems like they look at the way they treat their veterans or their alumni, the whole thing. Like, that's a bad look.
Well, and so at this time of year where like Kellen Moore has interviews, Alec Hallaby interviewed with the Giants, I'm sorry, the Jets. It is a tough decision. It's a tougher decision than I think people think. Like, if you're Alec Hallaby, do you want to go to a franchise?
No, I get it.
That's in it. Now, look, there's only 32 of these jobs. I completely don't begrudge anybody for going and a lot more money, all those things. But like, man, if you work for the Eagles currently, that's a tough spot to leave. You know, like,
well, especially because you know that like a lot of these guys, you're only like, look, some guys like Trent Baalke seem to get many chances or whatever.
Yes,
but like a lot of guys get one chance. Joe Shane. A lot of these guys get one chance.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys get one chance at the big chair. And if they fail, guess what?
It's hard to get another one. Yeah.
You're probably not getting back to that big chair again. Same thing with coaching.
Right.
I mean, like, that's why, you know, I think Ben Johnson deserves credit for last year being like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the spot I want. And now you might have a chance to have a quarterback, like, whether it's Drake May or this, that, like, somebody believes in. Like, I think that was smart. So I'm with you, Elliot. I think that a lot of, and to your initial point, this is all under the umbrella of we're talking about life-changing money, opportunities. Like, and if you do turn around the Jets, like, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
So, like, and a lot of these guys have ego and believe they could do these things all. So I will never criticize someone for taking a job where they are making more money and they are more opportunity and all that. But at the same time, I do agree with you that I don't think it's always right to take the GM job, even if you're not the GM.
Well, and especially the two we're talking about, Kellen Moore and Alec Hallaby, they're not old. Like, you know, Alec Hallaby, like, which is wild. He's been with the team for 17 years. The dude looks like he's
a child,
21.
It's wild.
But, I mean, he could legitimately work for the Eagles for another 10 years and still be young enough.
Younger
right.
than me still. Yeah.
yeah, exact to get the job, right? So, and same with Kellen Moore. Now, Kellen Moore, you could argue a little bit like
he's had a lot. Jobs,
yeah, but he's not old. Like, no, it's not like Vic Fangio where it's like, if now Vic doesn't want to do it, but if he did, like now would be the time, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I think the Eagles, there's a shot they'll lose one of them, but working for the Eagles seems pretty awesome.
I
was not something I would jump at the chance to leave.
All right. It's time.
It is
putting
time.
The Elliott Shore Parks King hat on. But first, I mean, if we're doing this, we've been doing this all year and we've made you so much money if you bet with us. So you're welcome. And sorry for other years we didn't make you money. We're making it back for you now this year.
I think they've made more than
that. Yeah, but the beautiful thing, do it with us. It's so much fun. Yes. The Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. And listen to the crew that's with us already. Mike Quick, Seth Joyner, Jody Mack, Mark Zumoff, turning garbage into gold over here. Rob like out there was actually no garbage. I just want to use that.
Right.
Yeah. Rob Ellis, Joe Coughlin, and us, Elliott Shore Parks and James Seltzer. We are the Bet Parks lineup, reminding you that even if the team doesn't score, there's always another way to win with Bet Parks, the official sportsbook and online casino with Go Birds Pod. Only one we use, the only one we recommend. Great new feature on the Bet Parks app, the double spread feature. It's a special boost every week. Like, we're about. All right. So I won't do that. You're right.
Yeah.
But one of these games, let's just say a game is a 3-point spread.
Yeah.
Whoever the underdog is, they're getting 3 points plus three. Bang. They double the spread. It becomes a 6-point spread. It is a great deal. It's a special boost for all users. Any user can get it on one select pro football game. Go over there Friday at some point today. You can check out the site and it will have the updated game to tell you what game it is. Details are all at betparks.com. Plus, you bet more than the score, bet player production, touchdowns, rushing yards, passing yards, all the good stuff. And in addition to betting on all the games and stuff, you got a casino right in the palm of your hand. Blackjack, craps, roulette,
baccarat,
and so much more. All the action of a casino right at your fingertips. Here's a great deal for your new users. Download the Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, and you get up to $1,000. Yes, $1,000 of casino bonus back. If you're down the first 24 hours, casino bonus must be wagered. See betparks.com for the details. You must be 21 and in PA, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm ready. I'm ready, brother. I'm bringing it. It's go. It's playoff time.
I have a thought, but it doesn't really qualify as a final thought, but I want to share it with you today.
Love it.
And I think you're already in such a good mood. This will make you happy.
Please.
Let me tell you.
I'm here on a Friday and I'm smiling.
Let me tell you something.
Anyone who listens to this pod,
it's a
like, long time knows, like, you're seeing me sitting here doing a podcast on a Friday. I'm smiling. That tells you
It's playoff time without
telling me. That's what I'm saying. I'm happy to be here.
All right. You know I'm not the biggest old music guy.
Oh, I love where this is going already.
Paul Simon.
Fantastic, right?
Great song.
Saw him in concert.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I saw
cool.
him and Sting. They toured together. It was great. They would go back and forth between sets. Paul played all the songs you'd want to hear, like all his classics.
Dude, so we talked about how I saw Saturday Night, and he was, I guess, the second.
Yes.
He was the guest for the second episode.
Correct.
I believe, right? Yeah. So
he's also got probably the most famous musical performance in the history of Saturday Night. To later years.
Okay, I was gonna say, wow, I thought it was good, but wow. yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Dude, the song where it's like, my mama, she loves me. What a great song.
Dude,
I've been listening to it all morning.
Freaking
great song.
Late in the evening.
Also, would you say the song where I don't know if like whistling into the mic is a good idea? Like
freaking the whole Graceland album.
Is that the best
whistling? Late in the evening. You're talking,
no, that's me and Julio down.
Oh, the me and Julio.
Is that the best whistling in a song ever? Besides the whistle song by...
Did not rip my face open. I was such a great whistler.
I'm a phenomenal whistler, as you just heard.
Like, I'm okay now. I'm fine.
Yeah,
you're
fine. You can do
it. But it literally, the seal on my mouth isn't as tight because the dog scarred me.
That's tough.
I used to be a great whistler. Anyway, whatever. Yes, it's up there. I don't know what the best whistling in a song ever is. That's a great question. It's up there, though.
Yeah.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard, a great, great
classic.
Great song. They're all great.
Who knows? Maybe old music has something.
Under African Skies. Great song.
Well, I downloaded something on Apple. It's like his best songs ever. So I'm going to be...
Call Me Al.
Yeah.
Graceland.
Sprinkling it in my...
Diamonds on the soles of his shoes.
Oh, he does that one? That's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Paul Simon is the man. So
yeah.
Good take.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Nice. I loved it. All right. Yeah. By the way, final thoughts coming up later. First of all, for next week, because I know we're going to keep doing them, because it's going to keep happening, folks. I have a banger $1 million idea coming up next week that I thought...
I'm excited.
Pretty stoked about it. Like I said, next week too, I'll get into some book recommendations. I dig it. Shout out to anyone who tweets me about books. Like, I love you. You're my favorite people on the planet. But today, got some college football thoughts after last night.
Okay.
Throw those out there. Get ready for that.
I actually have a surprising one.
I'm pretty excited with my final thoughts today because, like, one of them, I am so certain that you will agree with me on one of them.
Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah. All right. Let's dive in. Wild card weekend, baby. Yes. Let's freaking go. And a good weekend of games. I think, you know,
I agree.
We've talked about
other than obviously the Texans.
Yeah, I think the NFC is, you know, it's good. And at least the Texan one, I think, you know, it could be a close game.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with that one. The Chargers at the Texans. We talked about this, but for those who didn't see it.
This is unbelievable.
For those who didn't see it, someone tweeted out the start times for every Houston Texans playoff game ever.
So
it's 8 of them. And it was 3:30 on Saturday. Now this year it's 4:30, so I guess they pushed it back an hour.
Right.
But it was the Saturday early game every all eight times.
Talk about a smack in the face. I mean,
as a franchise, in, it's like, the toughest, well, you are irrelevant, guys. Seriously.
And the toughest thing is you can't even fight back on it.
It's like justified.
What game do you think is worse than this one?
None. This is so worst clearly
game. This is an obvious betting game, by the way.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Kick the weekend off. Dude, yeah.
Oh yeah, gotta get it on.
So
we'll bet on all of them.
Tucker will attest to this. I have not seen any lines besides Eagles.
No way.
And yesterday
how did you avoid
we
these?
Were doing something yesterday. Remember this? Am I misremembering you?
No, we were like sitting here.
Yeah. And he was going to look something up.
Oh,
and I was
asked
like, whoa.
What the spread of the Eagles game was. And you said, yes. I can't look that up.
I'm so proud of you.
So I don't know
so anything. So the integrity of the pod is still standing.
Proud.
You like that?
The word
like
is that? Proud.
Thank
That's
you.
The word. All right, so let's do it.
Now I'll butcher all these lines.
Yeah,
but,
of course,
okay.
Right? It's like, wow, should have looked at them, I guess.
So Chargers at Texans.
Chargers at Texans.
In Houston.
In Houston.
I'm going to go Texans -2.
You're already butchering them.
No.
Chargers, a 3-point road favorite. In Houston.
I know the Texans haven't been great this year, but it's not like the Chargers are some proven commodity.
I agree.
I'm surprised by that. Well, I guess obviously I would like the Texans.
I'm going to take the Chargers here. I think it's a Chargers line. Jim Harbaugh, culture builder, and I'm going to take Justin Herbert.
Hold on, let me think about this for a second.
No, you can't change.
No. I'll stick with the Texans.
Yeah.
This is kind of like, they're just such a disappointment. But whatever, I'll stick with the Texans.
I think either team can win.
Here's a question for you.
Honestly, you said this is the battle game. Like, I'll probably do an individual player type thing on this. I don't feel good about picking this game.
Here's a question for you. If you, let's say Herbert wins the game. So I'll present this to you in two ways.
Okay.
One, right now, who would you take, CJ Stroud or Herbert?
Stroud.
Yeah? I would too, but let me tell you.
So here's the thing. That's my thing. I'm talking long term. I actually would take right now to win a game, Herbert. I think Herbert's been better this year than Stroud.
So if Herbert wins, would that change your mind?
No, I think I'm still in on Stroud. Like I said, I expected this from Stroud. I told you.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. But he's certainly.
But Herbert, we spent a lot of time, rightfully so, crushing Justin Herbert on the spot, and particularly crushing the Justin Herbert stands out there.
Yeah.
I think he's turning around. Like, I think Justin
Herbert, got a good coach now.
He deserves a ton of credit. Yeah.
All right. So we're on opposite sides on the first one.
Ooh. All right. I think we'll be on the same side on this one.
I will say, I do feel good about the fact that while Herbert's turning around.
Oh, by the way, we
should
have
put. Loser,
we
so.
Should. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't feel good about this. That's what I'm picking the team's games. I'm going to pick no matter. I can even go first if you, I guess, no, it doesn't matter, but I'm not going to change my picks because I know exactly what I'm picking. But let me real quick pull up, Stokes, just so we could check it out. So we have.
I think we both went like 9-7.
We went 9-7.
Yeah.
So I just was going to get the overall records, but
it's fine.
It's somewhere in there. But we are over 60%.
So yeah.
Elliott is 3 games up on me heading into the last into the playoffs. All right. Steelers or Ravens?
You know, for a game that should feel like a good one, I'm a little bored of it. I feel like they've played six times in the past 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Doesn't really do it for me anymore.
Yeah, I get it.
Where is it in Baltimore? Ravens -4.
So you butchered it, but not your fault. I'm floored by this line. The Ravens against the Steelers. The Ravens Steelers.
Are they underdogs?
No.
Okay.
The Ravens are a 9.5 favorite. I'm going to take the Steelers here.
Well, I actually feel like this is a Ravens line.
It is a Ravens line. I just think that's way too many points. I'm taking the Steelers. I don't think there's any way Mike Tomlin gets blown out.
It doesn't feel like Tomlin gets blown out in the playoffs recently.
I said I'm taking the Steelers.
Now, what's crazy is
Nosey Flowers.
I
love that too.
So
play your guys in week 18, though, guys.
Yep. Well, there was no record to play for, but
they actually had to win the game to win the division. So it was
right,
actually more
but I'm just saying,
than a record. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I wouldn't have played the Eagles if there was no record. I guess I'll ride with you, but I don't feel great about.
Don't
this.
You ride?
No, no.
Don't you try and steal this record, this win by just playing? Pick your games
I know,
with integrity.
I know.
That's what you've done all year.
I mean,
if
9 points.
If you want to take the Steelers, that's
fine. Yeah, 9 points
but
is
go
too many
with
points.
Integrity.
No,
here.
I did. Okay. I look, I already proved by not looking at the line.
Well, that's a different kind of integrity.
Yes.
I'm not competing with you on
the line. I will take the Steelers.
Okay.
This is a lot of points.
Broncos at the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, man. This could be another big line, too. Buffalo -8.
9. There we go. He's back on track.
Almost 9.5. I'll take. I'll take the Broncos.
Really? Wow. I'm definitely going with Josh.
I just think the Broncos have fight. They have a good defense. Bo Nix is good.
It feels like a lot of
points. It's a lot of points. Like, I think, look, trust me, I do not think the Bills are going to lose this game. But could they be up 14 in the fourth quarter and something weird happens?
Of course. Yeah. Bo Nix. Yeah. So I'm taking the Bills. I feel good about the Bills handling business at home, but you're right.
You're right. This could be like 35-3. A lot of first playoff game.
All right. We're going to save the Eagles game for last. Washington at Tampa Bay. I will tell you, this is the game that I feel like of all these games, I have the least read on.
In a weird way, it's the one I'm most excited to watch.
Oh, it's I am super excited for it. Yeah, but both the NFC, just because of the matchup. Oh, it's I agree with you. I like this game a lot more than the Rams-Vikings. Like, I'm very excited for it.
Agreed.
I'm talking from a betting
perspective. It's a tough one to get a read on. I agree.
I don't know which way to go. But anyway, guess the line and we'll discuss. I'm still deciding.
Right.
All five of the other games, I came in knowing exactly who I wanted to pick when we made these picks. I am still wavering on the Washington one. I know what I'm going to do. Like, we're there. I know what I'm going to do, but I don't feel great about it.
So Tampa is at home.
It's in Tampa Bay.
This feels like it should be a pick'em, but I'm going to go Washington -2.
Bucks -3.
Good. Bad performance for me, picks-wise. Clearly not lying about not looking.
I know. yeah, that's good, at least.
Yeah.
The integrity stands.
I think I'm going to take the Bucks.
I'm taking the Bucks too. And here's my integrity. I could have gone against you.
Yeah.
I like the Bucks here. Like, they've got experience. Baker was really good last year in the playoffs. He almost went into Detroit and won that game last year in the playoffs. I just think they're tested. I think Washington, like, obviously, I think Jaden Daniels is more talented than Baker. Yeah,
Baker's had a good year.
I like the Bucks in this game. I think the experience prevails.
Dan Quinn still strikes me as a loser a little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. I'll take the Bucks.
Okay.
Now,
same side.
Let's talk about the Eagles for a second.
So if the Bucks win, the Eagles play the Bucks no matter what. If Washington wins, the Eagles play the winner of Minnesota.
Yes.
Rams, which we're about to pick now. Okay. Which, by the way, for those who don't
know. I know, moved. Crazy.
Game moved to Arizona. Yeah. So wild. Shockingly.
Man, these wildfires.
Shockingly, it has. Oh, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
And obviously, thoughts and prayers. I'm sure we have some listeners out there. We are thinking you're probably not listening to us right now because you got way more important stuff going on, but we are all our thoughts and prayers. I know I got my cousin lives out there, Uncle Rick's son, Charles.
Oh, really?
You know, all that. So really, really hearts with you, thoughts and prayers, you know, and you know, hopefully this, hopefully the wind dies down and it starts
weather, man.
Chill out. All right. Surprisingly, this line has not moved, even though the game has.
I'll be curious to see what the crowd will be like.
Yeah.
Like, do they just let anyone who wants to come in?
Well, the funny thing is that, no, I'm sure they still sell tickets, but I'm sure like Arizona natives, like I'm sure there's a lot of Vikings fans who live there and stuff. The funny thing is the Rams don't really have a big home field advantage.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like a mat, but it's, I mean, you're not playing at home. I would say, like, imagine if this, and obviously not the fire part of here, but imagine if an Eagles home playoff
got
game
moved,
had to get moved. Like, that would be a big deal here.
Yeah.
You know?
And like, you have to do it for safety.
Of
and
course. No, no,
but,
no.
No, I know, but it is.
I'm just saying, imagine if we, we weren't upset about the safety part of it. I'm saying, like, of course you have to move it. Imagine.
Like, no, I agree.
Yeah. All right. So the line has not changed, though, at least as I've seen yet. The Vikings at the Rams.
Okay. Well, obviously a tough one to pick, but Vikings -4.
2.5.
Okay. Man, this is a tough one for me.
Interesting.
Because the Vikings do choke.
So I'll go first. I'm going to take the Vikings. I'm just going to take the better team. I wouldn't be shocked at all if they lose this game. I don't feel amazing about it. Honestly, we're going to pick it next. The Eagles game is the one I feel best about in terms of picking. But outside of that, like, I'm going to bet on all these. I don't feel as great as we've been all year. Like, I have felt good about our picks. Like, as we make our picks most weeks, other than last week, which we were like,
hell, and we still were above 500.
We still did good. All year, I felt really good about the games and my feel on the games. And I didn't think we'd be as great as we've been with the picks, but I haven't been that shocked that we've been better than normal. I felt good about it. I'm really up and down with all these games. Like, the Eagles one's the only one I feel great about.
All right. So I'm going to take the Vikings, and here's why.
Yeah. Because the right pick. They're the better team in this.
And I also think the change of scenery helps them. Like, I think the vibes will be weird. I don't think it'll feel like a playoff game.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
I think that helps the team and the Vikings that I think is going to choke.
Yeah.
So I think they'll actually, like, this will be a good one for them.
I think the Vikings will win as well. All right. Let's do it.
All right.
Packers, Eagles.
I don't know what the line currently is. I know it's bounced around. Like, is it 5?
It is 5 points.
So it's gone up.
So we are picking it at 5 today. That is the line when we make our picks, which is what we always go by. And by the way, Stokes, thank you for checking them and catching them, because like, these lines change by Sunday. And like, it's like, wait, did we have it at this or that?
I know,
or
it's
this?
Crazy.
So it's really helpful. So our official Eagles betting line is 5. Do you want to go first or second?
Yeah, I'll go first. So I think
everyone knows where I'm going, but yeah.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are going to win the game. I would bet the money line, but I think 5 points is too many points.
Wow, he's taking points.
It's a lot of points. That's a lot of points between, I think what we'd say are probably 2 of the 4 or 3 best teams in the NFC. And I'm not as impressed with the Packers as I think other people. I'm just a little nervous about Jalen. I'm a little nervous about AJ. It's the first playoff game. The Packers, I think, are a little bit not playing with house money in the same way because they do have expectations. But like, I think the Eagles win 27-24. So I would take the over. I think there will be points in this game. But I think they went on a Jake Elliott game-winning field goal.
Oh, of course you do. What a great.
Yeah. Prediction. So I just, 5 points is a lot of points.
So I get the nerves about the rust. I think that's completely
fair. But
they
win by 4 in week one?
They won by 4 in week one. 34-29 in week one. I get it. And look, I get the, or they won by 5, 34-29, excuse me.
So
they actually won by 5. That's really funny.
Yeah.
That's a line right. I didn't think about that. They won 34-29 the first week. But I, look, I've said it all week. I feel incredibly confident about this game. The Jalen Rust and Jake Elliott, as I've said, are the two concerns, and AJ now.
So does AJ impact your opinion?
It doesn't change my opinion, but I'm definitely concerned about it. And like, if he doesn't practice at all today, I'll be like, I don't love it. But I'm not going to, until I know he's out. Like, if AJ's playing, I'm going to keep my opinion the same. And I just think the Eagles are a way better football team. This team, since the bye, has answered every freaking bell, every single opportunity, every single task put in front of them. They've answered. And every time they played as a healthy team, they've won.
Yeah,
every single time this season, they've a chip on their shoulder. They create their own edge. Like we've talked about, I mean, they created a whole drama for themselves just so they could get angry and go out in a football game. Like, I just love this team. I love the mentality. I love the defense. I love the running game. Like, I just think, and I think the Packers, while I think they're a very talented team and all that, I see a Packers team that 11-6 is a good record, never put it together.
Beat a great team.
Is it possible? Their best one was Cincinnati. They're the Rams, probably. Could this be the week they put it together? Of course it could. But I'm not going to bet on that. I'm going to bet on an Eagles team that has had it together all year long, having it together, and a Packers team that has just never really gotten it going. I think the Eagles win by 10. Like, I would say like 27-17 type of win.
I'd be curious to know how many times. Well, I guess last time we were in the playoffs, they won their first 2 by 10 or more.
Yes.
So yeah. What's like the opposite of being better than the sum of your parts? Like, that's the Packers to me. Like, they have.
Yeah, it's kind of the opposites with the Eagles. The Eagles,
they should
be
better, which is crazy because
they're not better. The point is the Packers' parts are better than
the sum.
That's
what I'm saying.
Whereas the Eagles, even though they have amazing parts, the sum is still better than
the parts. Agreed. I think the Eagles play like a team. I don't think the Packers play like a team.
Especially that defense. It just fly around again.
But they just have so much individual talent that I think, like, could Jaden Reed make a big
play?
Could Josh Jacobs make a big play?
Again, while I'm confident and predicting the cover, I'm predicting win by 10, like, I'm not guaranteeing a victory. Like, I'm not saying there's no way the Eagles lose this game. There are absolutely ways they lose a game, especially the Jalen Ross, especially if AJ's hamper, whatever. I get it. I just can't see it. I just think they're better.
But I do feel strongly, like, if they win this game, I think we've obviously
So this is the one you're most nervous.
This is like, you're off and running at this
point.
Get this one. I mean, you know, they are 0-1 in 2 of their 3 playoff. Like, I just think, get this one next week. I think is a favorable matchup. I think almost it'll be where you have to like remain concentrated, you know. But then you're on to Detroit, presumably. Who knows? So I just think, like, get through this one, and that's why maybe my emotion is making the score closer than it will be. But 5 just feels like a lot of points.
I totally agree. All right. Final thoughts.
All right. So I have one that I can't remember if I said, but if I did, just let me know and I'll go to another one. There's so much fuss about people reclining their seats on airplanes. So hold up.
Feels very familiar, but go ahead. I'm not sure.
All seats should be in their natural position reclined. And then if you want to move it up, you can move it up. But all seats on the plane begin the flight reclined.
So everyone's the same distance. So it's like essentially like they're moved up. But I don't have a problem with this.
If everyone's so
I feel like there's got to be a reason because they're so.
There might be a safety thing because
that's
you
what
also.
I mean, they're so crazy about seats in the upright position. Like, that has been something our whole life. Maybe it's something, I don't know, something to do with, I don't know.
I mean, like the things falling from that. Yeah.
But if there is not that, like, sure.
Yeah. I just.
Like, so I am one of those people who I will never put my seat back on.
I don't either.
I hate it because I don't want people to do it to me. So I don't do it.
So you know what?
If someone does it to me, I suck it up and I'm like, I'm not gonna, just because someone's doing it to me doesn't mean I'm gonna screw this person behind me. And then the, like, and now if everyone agrees, if it's like that, that's
what I'm
different.
Saying.
So and I also, have no problem with this.
Who
I
wouldn't prefer it to be reclined?
I'd rather.
And if you have to do
bit.
Work, then sit up. But that's a decision you make, right? So
I actually think this is a pretty damn good idea.
Right?
Like, again, safety restrictions excluded.
Yes.
Really, really nice job by you.
Thank you. And like, now it's funny you say that because like I am somebody that
I don't fly enough to really.
Yeah, you know, so I fly all the time.
I know you do.
Yeah, but like, no big deal to me. But I'm someone hopefully that never reclines too, my chair. Even when I sat in a middle seat both ways to Brazil,
yep, same. Dude, same.
I kept my seat up. But it's funny when people do it to me. I don't really care. Like,
yeah,
I'm,
it's never that bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's the people who are obnoxious about it, which is so rare.
I think it's so crazy to me when people, you see all these clips on like social media of like people like hitting the chair, like put it up, like relax.
It's just like,
it's back
oh,
like
I know people being
4 inches. Yeah, exactly.
Punch,
yep.
100. Punch,
I agree. It can suck. If you're like working on your laptop, like
this all comes back to, you know, Emily says this 100 times.
I already know what
you're
going to say.
Yep.
And we live in a society.
You live in a society.
There it is.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Be nice people.
I agree, but I think that's the answer. Now we have
I think this is a great
the pilot idea. That listens to Pod, and it's of course me. I can't remember his name right
Zach
now.
I think
yes Zach
yeah
hey, look at you. I'm sure he'll chime in on this but safety regulation aside, I think all seats begin in the reclining.
Freaking banger idea.
Thank
you. Well
Thank
done you. Okay, so I have two college football thoughts. One of them I'm sure you're gonna agree with me on. You bet.
Okay.
I'll give the first
a
one
word, I won't.
This is a general thought about, did you watch the game last night? I'm assuming not.
So what's funny is I watched the whole game, but I fell asleep with 2.5 minutes ago. And I obviously caught up
the
on
most Elliot thing
I caught up on what happened, obviously, but.
So yeah. I don't know about you. I've watched every single one of these games, and granted, we've only had two good ones, but they've been great. But
yeah,
I feel like college refs let these guys play more than pro refs. And this is not the one I expect you to agree with me on. This is just my separate thought. The big one's coming next. But this just a general thought watching. I feel like they let them play a little more. I feel like there's less flags, less kind of intrusion, less.
Well,
kinda,
it's probably.
It feels like a better way of going about it.
So I don't know if I agree or disagree, but let's say I did agree. It's probably because they're just not as good.
Maybe,
like you could
know.
Flag on
I don't
every
know what
single.
It is, but it's nicer to watch the game. Like we all know, like no one likes watching flags. I'm sorry.
I agree.
So
I agree with that.
You know what? Throw less.
I also don't like when the game becomes like you called this and like so you're trying to get, yeah. Or like you're trying to get PI.
They
like,
did a great job last night. And in general, watching these college games, I just feel like I see less flags.
One of the calls I hate the most, this is a bit off topic, is when the ball is underthrown and the receiver tries to come back.
Oh,
for
I know. And the guy runs into him. It's like, come on, what are you supposed to do?
I agree. Like,
no chance. The ball's not even close.
You're gaming the system, whatever, call it. But I just think at its core, it's a lame thing when that happens.
Totally agree. All right. Hold on. I did. Do you need it? Emily asked if I got a code texted to me. So let me just.
Dude, let me tell you how many times Kristen sends me
a little
code
picture
from. Yep.
Picture, send to Emily.
I'm surprised we still do the code system. I guess it makes sense. Like, so that you know it's you. But I feel like if you're already hacking in, you're probably figuring out a way to hack the code thing.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. It's a good point.
So did you get the code?
I did. We're good to go.
There we go.
All right. And back to the final thought. Now, I will be shocked if you don't agree with me. But if you don't.
Is this about last night?
We can talk it out. It's related to last night. It's about college football in general. So I don't know if you noticed, Penn State's kicker punter guy wears number 99.
Well, dude, let me tell you about that. That is a
wow,
that is a
right?
big
guy.
Kicker.
Did you also know that Penn State has a nose tackle that is number 99? Why do they let college players wear the same freaking numbers? And they'll have a guy on offense and defense who has the same number. Like, what are we doing here? This is asinine. And I watch a game with my buddy Tommy. Shout out Tommy, our buddy Tommy.
Oh, you stayed for the whole
like,
game.
Oh, yeah. No, wow. I stayed for the first half.
Okay.
And then I watched the second half. I stayed out, but I watched it. I'm in bed.
Yeah.
But like, he's like, yeah, well, sometimes they have more than 99 players. I'm like, nope. You should have 100 players. You can have 0 through 99. That's 100 numbers. Guess what? End of the roster. Like, it is nonsensical. I'm watching a national championship game and two guys on the same team wear the same number. No. Unacceptable.
All right. So I agree with you. I do think
I would have been really devastated.
It feels like a very preventable problem.
That's my point.
Yeah,
what
like,
are you doing here? Just give the guy a different number. Like, this is so crazy to
me. Well, and especially.
I look like an idiot. I said to Tommy, I'm like, what? Because the guy's so big. I'm like, wow, so your defensive lineman kicks off. And he's like, what are you talking about, dude?
Yeah.
99. I just saw him on defense. He's like, you think our nose tackle's our kicker? Maybe.
I mean, the dude could play nose
crazy,
tackle,
right?
First
Huge.
Of all. Yeah.
Turned out I was an idiot because they give two guys number 99.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
So
clearly, as you can tell.
I was gonna say
so dumb.
A passionate
it's
topic.
So dumb. Like it's so I'm watching the game. It's confusing, especially a team like Penn State that doesn't have names on the back. Like,
I agree. So first of all, and look, as someone that, as we all know, has won the field goal competition twice,
two times,
I'm pro kicker, but I think in this instance, the nose tackle gets to pick.
Of course he does. There's no question.
Okay, I don't know, like, you know.
But what, you basically.
Basic, agree. Yes. Like, and
nonsense,
also,
right?
Also, the whole. Well, here would be my next thought. I feel strongly in the NFL, there shouldn't be a roster size limit. Like, just pay them. It's more jobs. Like, who cares? Like, what are we doing here? Like, what is, like, 53?
So you could have a bunch of guys inactive.
Well, you should, yeah, exactly. If you want to employ players in the building.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Right. I just don't see why a college roster needs more than 100 players.
I'm with you. Like, that's my whole point.
Look, and again, if they're scholarships, like, I'm fine with it, whatever. It just seems...
Like, I'm not saying kids shouldn't be able to go to school.
Yes, yes, but, like, 100 players seems pretty absurd.
You know what, then? If there are... Guess what? I'm sorry, players 30 through 50, or players 30, 101 through 130, you don't dress for the game. Because guess what?
Honestly.
You're not getting in anyway.
Right.
You're 100th on the depth chart.
I agree.
You're not playing... Like, it's just... I just think it's so preventable and so dumb. I'm watching a national championship semifinal game, and also, guys on the same team are wearing the same number. It's so stupid.
Like, the kicker, you pick 99.
I know.
Like,
dude.
Come on, let's pick a kicker number.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, we're going to go all willy-nilly with the numbers. If you can, I'd be curious to know if there's, like, a rule as to how many you could have. I would think you probably can't do, like, four, you know, like, four guys have number 12 on, but... Yeah, it's silly. Well, to your point, too, especially with the no names.
Thank you. It's so confusing. Again, I look like an idiot.
And especially when the kicker's like 6'6".
I look like an idiot. Tommy, like, made fun of me mercilessly. He's like, you thought our nose tackle was our kicker. I'm like, kinda, yeah.
It's not as crazy as it sounds.
I feel much better.
To be honest. Especially when the guy is that
huge.
Big. Now,
if it was
like
little guy,
it was me going out, they'd be like, yeah, that's not the nose
tackle.
Like,
if it was like a 99, it was like a short little guy, and then the 99 nose tackle, yeah, I would have been able to tell him apart.
Yeah.
These guys look so similar. Like,
I agree.
Thank you.
I'm in.
So happy with me.
I mean, it'd be crazy. Good. Now, I will say, in the pros, I'd actually be more okay with it, just because it's easier to decipher. Like, because
they have numbers. But yeah, even then, I wouldn't be okay.
I wouldn't be. No, I wouldn't approve
it. It's just confusing.
Well, you know, another last number thing. It's so silly. Taysom Hill has been able to wear a number like 7.
Oh, I know.
When he's clearly not a quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, and then they named the edges outside linebackers so that they can wear it. Like, talking about manipulating the system.
Totally.
We need to get the jersey number thing.
Oh, if anyone,
well, you know, in soccer,
this is something you care about.
It is. In soccer, some leagues you wear triple digits.
You know what? I would rather it be triple digits than the same number.
I agree with that too, but it is very silly.
Yeah, don't do triple digits.
Yes.
Like, stop at 99. Okay. All right. And not two of them. All right. Tomorrow, 1 to 3, Go Birds Radio, Parks Casino. Heard a rumor
a couple
of our real ones are showing up to say hi. I'm
all right. Very well. There. I mean, it makes sense for the playoffs.
Pretty exciting. Yeah. If anyone else wants to show up, be there 1 to 3 hanging out and call in. We want to talk to as many real ones as you can. And then Sunday, 7:30, whatever, 7:45, 8 o'clock, whatever. As soon as that game ends,
boom.
WIP, YouTube, boom. Twitter, everywhere. Check us out. We'll be reacting live to freaking Eagles win, man. Let's
go. Here
we go. All right. Go Birds. Until then, he's on, James.